utmost for his highest. October the 7th. Reconciliation. Paul said, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." 2 Corinthians 5:21. Sin is a fundamental relationship. It is not wrongdoing. It is wrong being, deliberate and emphatic independence of God. The Christian religion bases everything on the positive, radical nature of sin. Other religions deal with sins. The Bible alone deals with sin. The first thing Jesus Christ faced in men was the heredity of sin. It is because we have ignored this in our presentation of the gospel that the message of the gospel has lost its sting and its blasting power. The revelation of the Bible is not that Jesus Christ took upon himself our fleshly sins, but that he took upon himself the heredity of sin which no man can touch. God made his own Son to be sin, that he might make the sinner a saint. All through the Bible it is revealed that our Lord bore the sin of the world by identification, not by sympathy. He deliberately took upon his own shoulders and bore in his own person the whole massed sin of the human race. He hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. And by so doing, he put the whole human race on the basis of redemption. Jesus Christ rehabilitated the human race. He put it back to where God designed it to be. And anyone can enter into union with God on the grounds of what our Lord Jesus has done on the cross. A man cannot redeem himself. Redemption is God's bit. It is absolutely finished and complete. Its reference to individual men is a question of their individual action. A distinction must always be made between the revelation of redemption and the conscious experience of salvation in a man's life. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.